Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, tonight we have a very special night. But before I go into that, I'd like to say ni hao to my people in Hong Kong and China. Guten Tag to my people in Germany. Bonjour to the people in France. Good day to the people in Australia, America, and Canada. But like I said, we have a very special night tonight. We're bringing on the first time a guest co-host, which is my co-host from back in the radio days, Sir Travis himself. And we're bringing back as the guest tonight, Dr. Defiant. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, we're back. And tonight we have on Stream Talk. He has been in broadcasting for 14 years. He is a former co-host for The Ultimate Drive and Sports Central. Tonight we have a special guest co-host, Sir Travis himself.
Yes, it is. It's a Sir Travis. Good to be back.
Yes, it is. Hey, let's do it one time. You're listening to Stream Talk with
Sir Travis
and Kyle St. Andrews. Ah, okay. Tonight, our guest is the face of greatness. He has been a streamer for 13 years on YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok. He is notably known for his gaming on Twitch. We have Dr. Defiant.
How you doing, boys?
Hey. Oh. It has been a while since me and Travis has been on.
It has.
Kick the dust off.
Oh. The first time, let's see. The first time we went live together, it was so awkward because we made so many mistakes. I did, myself, and I know Travis did. My dad even had to take and put on the front of the, looking into the studio, a big sign that had an on it with a zero, the X through it.
I used to do that. Like when I first started streaming, I would stammer constantly, mm-hmm. and it was just like the most irritating thing. But I couldn't stop doing it. Like that was the problem. So for like the first 6 months on Twitch, I was the guy.
Well, I even tried to create a gunshot to kill the monster one time.
It never works.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you get better and better over time.
Yeah, like I'm used to it now.
Yeah, you get better and better over time.
It was actually irritating. It was. Well, like I got a $50 dono one time, and I'm like, no. Thanks, bro.
I hate.
Well, one.
Go ahead.
One thing that I like about Kyle is he doctored my bio up. I mean, he made it seem like I'm this big old DJ out of this big old city somewhere, you know. Maybe I was. I probably was.
What's up? I mean, it's none of it's false. You've been in broadcasting for 14 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And over, really, you've been on what? How many radio stations have you been on?
Two.
And you've been at a TV yes. station as a production, right?
That's correct.
So you've been in broadcasting for 14 years, and you're the former co-host of The Ultimate Drive with...
Yes, The Ultimate Drive at 5.
Yes.
Wait, and, that's him?
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you?
You're listening to... I fixed to plug the radio station. I fixed to plug the radio station. I'm going to have to do the liner right quick. You're listening to WRB with...
Sir Travis.
And Kyle St. Andrews. The Ultimate Drive at 5.
Yeah, I don't pick you up in my city, but anytime I'm near Florida, I apparently pick you up.
We hadn't done that in years. That is.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, I mean, and we were Sports Central, too. You were the co-host.
I didn't know that.
co-host for Sports Central. We covered every ball game in the southeast part of Alabama and on up around Prattville. We covered some of their scores on Friday nights. So, do you have any questions for Doc about his time in streaming, Travis, or?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Man, I'm just the guy, man. You know, I turned streaming into a performance art, and I'm damn proud of myself for it.
You have turned into performance art.
I have, man. There is nothing else like mine.
You ought to see he's got a computer in the background, like he's in a bat cave type. It's pretty awesome.
My most recent one is anytime that I get like in an intense 1v1 battle royale situation or I'm in a tournament, my entire room turns into a newsroom and you're watching me on two monitors.
Wow.
Push of a button, man. Just a push of a button.
Yeah. All right. We're going to run into the first break right quick. And out of that, we're going to talk about mental health awareness.
Oh, joy.
One true and holy God, who we sinned against, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, made flesh, truly God, truly man, into the world.
That Jesus Christ came to this earth to save sinners, that he paid the price that we could never pay for ourselves, that he bought with his blood,
that he sent his only begotten Son down to earth. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
By choosing to believe in him, it's by that faith through grace alone, we are saved. Amen.
I am ready and willing to share and profess the name of Jesus Christ and tell his story to everyone. And see, the thing is, the gospel is a lifestyle.
So yeah, that's the gospel. Are you living out the gospel today in your life, professing and proclaiming of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
A Stream Talk is on iHeartRadio. You go to iHeart.com, look up A Stream Talk under podcasts, and enjoy the latest episodes.
Created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds.
Everybody sins. Everybody's underneath this condemnation. The punishment for their sin is death and an eternity in torment. This bad news is countered by the gospel.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
And only through Jesus' selfless act on the cross, salvation is freely yours. I guess that's why they call it grace.
So yeah, that's the gospel.
Hey, and we're back here at Stream Talk with
Sir Travis
and Kyle St. Andrews and
me.
I like that. Travis, why didn't you do that anytime during WRB? Every time I put you on the spot, you could have went me.
I should have. That's right. Okay. So we're talking about mental health, right?
Yes, we're talking about mental health. And so, Doc, you wanted to talk about mental health today.
I did.
All right. I got so many questions for this. Honestly, I should have typed them out. But here is the one thing is a lot. It goes, I think it's hit you on this. You're a gamer.
I am.
Do you think gaming could influence people's mental health?
I think we talked about this the last time I was on your show, and my answer stays the same. There was a study at the Royal College of Physicians proving that gaming is more beneficial than therapeutic or medicated therapy. I can send you the link to this article.
That sounds awesome. Honestly, I would like you to, because I will put it on my website at www.kylesaintandrews.com. But okay.
I'll email it to you after the show.
Sounds great to me. So, mental health even covers PTSD, honestly.
I have PTSD. I have obsessive compulsive disorder called Pure O. I developed a very severe form of it. Intrusive thoughts, anxiety. I have borderline schizophrenia. So I'm the guy to talk to about this, okay?
Okay. The thing
and out
is,
of all of this, I still have a career.
Now, I've noticed this with the PTSD. I don't have PTSD, but I have problems playing certain video games where it has to deal with children being harmed. And now, for some reason, it feels like PTSD to me, but I'm not saying I have PTSD.
Yeah.
So with that being said, it can influence people's mental health if it triggers it.
I'm sure it can, and I don't deny that. But as far as like, okay, example, there's this popular video game called The Sims 4.
Yes.
And it's a life simulation. You make a little character, you live their life, and they die. And you realize that you could be playing something better. So you die a little bit inside too.
Yeah.
But they took burglaries out of the game, like home robberies, because they said it may cause severe anxiety in some people. And I'm like, what the hell? Dude, the game looks like Fortnite, okay?
So, I mean, wait a minute. I got at Sims 4, and I remember the burglary, so that's supposed to be an update. Because I remember we just built a mansion. I built a whole mansion on it. And I got the thing completely full. And for some reason, the repo man come by, repoed half my stuff, then a burglar come by and stole the rest of it.
I don't think that was The Sims 4. I think that was The Sims 3. Because to this day, burglars are not in that game.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't have my game in here.
In my opinion, EA was just too lazy to do it.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I hate EA, but
EA Sports in the game.
But like, getting back to mental health.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting back to mental health now. I went today for my counseling and stuff. It's good to go and get counseling.
Yes, it is.
I've been in therapy since I was like 14, so I can relate.
The mental health is a very, honestly, is a very important topic that we need to be talking about more as streamers. And also, as Christians, the church needs to be talking about it more. Sad thing is, a lot of people, and this is going down another rabbit hole here, a lot of people, they call mental health a spiritual attack. They even say some people with mental problems are demon-possessed, which I disagree with that.
Yeah, I would say, let me stop you right there, Kyle. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my life.
It is. Well, it is. But even though me and you agree it's the biggest load of crap, it's still a problem that these people are treating these individuals on mental health like they're possessed.
It is a problem. And I'll tell you what it is. One, this is an issue back to the church who's a little bit too scared to admit that, you know, not everybody's perfect and some people are flawless. I truly believe that this is something related to control, like to the bottom of my heart.
Well, some denominations, yes, I agree with you on that. Other thing is they're not ready to accept what's going on.
And obviously I'm talking about Catholicism, but.
Oh, you're going to love the questions that TikTok is asking later. I will leave it at that.
Okay. Well, another thing about churches I want to touch on is I know people that would rather go outside the church and get counseling than go to a preacher. They went to the preacher one time for counseling, and they said they would never go back.
And I agree with you. There's certain pastors that I know, and I think you do too, Travis, that I would never in a million years tell anybody to go go be counseled under them. But there's other ministers I would trust with everything I own. So the sad thing is the church is, I believe they're attacking the people in mental health.
I agree with you, because I one time went to counseling at a church, and, you know, obviously, you know, pure OCD, you get anxiety, you get the intrusive thoughts, you hear voices, there's a lot of these problems. So what do I do as a 15-year-old teenager? I do the biggest mistake that I've ever done in my life, and I go to my preacher for help, not insulting preachers or anything. And he basically sends me over here, and they send me over there, and by the end of it, they wanted to put me in a mental home. And, you know, I got a little mad about that, and I confronted him. And because that's not what I needed at the time. I have been in mental homes, but that's not what I needed at the time. And he goes, just don't come to the church with problems like this. And this is from a preacher, dude. He goes, you should not come to a church with a problem like this. I'm like, you're a preacher.
Exactly.
You get paid to listen to my problems.
Well, some preachers go through courses for, you know, to help people, but then some don't even have an idea. They don't go to school for it or classes. All they are is just a preacher, and that's it.
Yeah, they're
this
just...
guy was also an idiot, like, in his defense.
In his defense, he's an idiot. I love that.
Yeah, trust me, I'm defending him with that. This guy literally one time told me, Kyle, and we both know that this is not true. He literally told me that if you're not born Jewish, you're going to hell.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What?
This guy was a moron, dude. Like, how he was over at church is beyond me.
Okay, whoa. Okay. That will... I got time. Okay. First thing, the only thing that sends you to hell is not accepting the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with being Jewish.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, Jew or Gentile, both, you have to receive Jesus Christ to go to heaven.
The dude was a moron. Yeah.
Wow.
I think I told him he was an idiot, and he got, like, really offended or something. But
what's your opinion on that, Travis?
I would love to hear Travis.
I think you probably did pretty good on that one. You know, there's been many preachers that I wanted to say stuff to, and there has been some that I have said things. I've actually wrote them a letter, which my letters had never been anonymous, but there was some people in the church that wrote some anonymous letters, and they thought I did it, and I said, no, it would have my name on it.
He said, if I did it, you would know.
You would, trust me. Travis does not hold back nothing. he sees something, he's going to say something about it.
So, like, he's the equivalent of me calling out video game developers.
Yeah, but he does that over everything, from radio to broadcasting to even church.
What happens if they get your order wrong at Chili's?
I don't know. I mean, I'll ask them to fix it, you know. But if they don't want to fix it, then I have to write corporate or something, you know.
This burger sucks. It's terrible.
Oh.
Okay, but I had a question about mental health I wanted to ask you. It was, would you like to see the criminal justice system do better when it comes to mental illness, police, court, and corrections?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, man, I think people who are mentally ill are treated like crap by the justice system. And I think that police need to go through training, and they need to try to understand these things and get off their power trip. I one time had a seizure. I also have epilepsy, and I had a seizure. So I pulled over the car, and I got out of the car, and I had a seizure, and a cop saw it and literally accused me of being on drugs, which I do not take drugs. So that I think he just kind of went too far with that. He should, what the hell? He's a cop.
Well, see, a lot of, and not defending the cops, but I will speak from this standpoint, is a lot of times the situation that the cops have to deal with, they have to deal with the negative part of society all the time.
So I understand that.
When they run across someone who is not in the negative part of society, it depends on what they've been dealing with that day. And I must justify what that cop did. He did it wrong, but you got to understand that month, how many times has he seen someone on drugs doing the same thing.
Like, I mean, I know that crack, you know, makes you seize up and stuff, but one, I'm too poor to smoke crack. And two, I'd rather spend that money on video games. So to answer Mr. Travis's question, I think that police need to go through, honestly, more hard training for that. Stop harming innocent people.
Well, I think, honestly, the cops do go through a lot of training. Most people don't understand, especially here in the state of Alabama, when they go through the police academy, they go through psychological training, and they even get a college degree when they graduate the police academy in that.
Also, like, if somebody's insane and they start hallucinating, you know, like, do you send them to prison because they killed somebody, or do you send them to a mental hospital?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Well, there's a breakdown. There's a breakdown in the system, because one thing here in Alabama is a proven fact. There's you know, a lot of people with mental illness, you know, in jail and stuff like that. And we got to figure out where the breakdown's at and figure, you know, is it money? I mean, what is the issue? I mean, if these people, the justice system, if they have the training and everything, and then they know what they're supposed to do, but they're doing something different, you know, what's going on?
Well, I think a lot of the problem, if you don't mind me speaking on this, a lot of the problem is the court system is the breakdown itself, because the police is the buffer between us and the court. And once the police do their job, the court's the one who puts you in jail or keeps you in jail. I mean, releases you or keeps you. The cop is not the reason you went to jail.
I agree with that.
It is the court system, and it's been broken for years, especially how going like this, these people who take the wrong medicine because a doctor prescribed it to them now suddenly get paid millions of dollars from a class action lawsuit, and which causes the medical prices to go up. I think it's wrong that the court system is just way overpowered.
They are, and they have too damn much power, and that's the issue that we're having.
And so we've covered court and police on this, and corrections. Now, this is a different topic. Travis, when you're talking about corrections, are you talking about the ones that work at the jails?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. People being locked up, you know, that maybe should be, you know, admitted somewhere. Yeah.
I want to hear Travis's opinion on it.
Yeah.
You want to know my opinion? I mean, there's a lot of work that can be done. I mean, I don't know all the answers to it, but what I've been hearing lately, a lot of it has to do with it's money, right down to money. There's more money allocated
exactly
towards jail
illegal,
and prison.
Travis.
Yeah.
That is exactly why marijuana is illegal, right there. Money. They make more money off the Mexican kids that they're throwing in jail for smoking a joint.
Well, here's the thing is, it's going to be, now, do I agree with, this is not about my opinion about medical marijuana or nothing. I don't care about that. I will sit there and make a comment. It will be made illegal through all 50 states, because once it passes 37 states, the whole union has to go that way.
Exactly. Yep.
So it's going to happen if we like it or not.
I'm actually all for the use of medical marijuana. So.
I am to a degree when it comes with the PTSD, with our veterans and stuff. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that.
Yep.
From numerous sources.
But you know what you don't hear about? You don't hear about the safety of marijuana. Everybody's like, oh, marijuana is harmless. That's not true at all. There's a condition that you get from smoking weed called CHS. Do you know what that is?
No, I do not. Please inform me.
Well, the young kids listening need to know what this is. Cannabinoid hyperactive syndrome. And basically it causes bouts of intense vomiting for like 6 months at a time and can shut down your kidneys. It's really nasty.
Now, what was it? I think it was the Maryland. It was Duke. And the Maryland medical institution proved back in a study and they released it in a medical journal, that smoking marijuana could cause your offspring to have autism and stuff.
Sign me up. I already have autism. I guess my mom smoked a lot of pot.
Well, my doctor, he thinks they should just go ahead and make, you know, marijuana legal, period. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and, you know, people's, you know, lacing marijuana with other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, well, maybe if they would go ahead and make it legal, you'd have inspectors, you know, you'd have like USDA people, and that would, you know, inspect it. But then again, it goes back to guns. You know, you got legal guns, but then you got a bunch of illegal guns on the street. So, I mean, that, you know, marijuana would probably be the same way. You would have, you know, people not going through the right channels.
Well, see, now you opened up a whole different can of worms here. I don't think there should be no regulation on guns, period. Okay, I hear crickets on that one.
Okay. I mean,
you want my opinion on that?
Yeah.
I agree with Kyle. We don't need gun regulation, to be honest, because I might get a little graphic here, but if some crackhead rolls up behind me with a Glock, I wouldn't be able to legally turn around and shoot his ass. Travis?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And everything, regulations are good and regulations are bad. I mean, you need a certain amount of regulations. Like, for example, I think one of the questions that Kyle wanted to ask you, did you think, what was it, something about people in mental health having guns? I mean, yeah, you're going to have to, there's going to have to be certain people restricted from guns if, you know, they've committed a real bad crime.
I agree with that fully.
I don't agree with that. Honestly, I don't think there should be any regulations because of what the Constitution says. And the Second Amendment says your rights shall not be infringed upon. You should have the right to bear arms. That means if you're a citizen of the United States, you should bear arms. I mean, it's...
Okay, but what about...
Hold up, your phone's up.
Oh, hallucinates or something. You know, I have a gun. I've had a gun for years, but I'm responsible with that gun. Like, what if I want to go shoot up Eastdale Mall?
The thing is, that goes back to the mental health. We need to be able to handle mental health in a different situation. Why should there be, because one person does something bad, why should everyone else be punished on it?
Well, what about a wife beater?
I agree with Travis at the same time here.
He wants
to be able to go to Walmart and buy a bag of popcorn. You know, he doesn't want to have to worry about some psychopath.
Well, okay, but if you're going to do that with that firearm did not cause you to do that. Only that firearm did not cause you. If you were going to go do something to that mall or beat your wife or something or hurt your wife, if you wanted to do that, you would do it with a straw if you could. You don't need a gun to do it.
But a gun is quick and easy.
Again, I agree with Travis here. Like,
okay, all right, hold up. If guns are that bad, why is it you can walk into a camping section of Walmart and buy a flare gun?
I didn't say guns were bad. I didn't say that at all.
And that flare gun could cause more damage to the human body than a bullet.
Well, if I was psychotic, I would take that and I would go, cool, you know, but.
See, that's my point.
Well, some of that stuff you have to put a little extra thinking into. A gun, you just grab it and go, you know.
Exactly. Like most people in Alabama can't read, so they're too stupid to operate a flare gun. So I think we're pretty good there.
No, a flare gun?
40% are drunk, okay? So they can't do it either. They're more likely to shoot themselves.
See, I disagree with that too. The flare gun, if you use a flare gun, it is classified a non-lethal weapon. That is very, it's classified very lethal because it fires phosphorus. It'll burn a hole through you. It's probably the most painful death you could ever experience.
This might be my gamer brain, but for some reason I keep thinking about Doom with like the proton cannon.
Exactly. Half-Life with the orb cannon.
Oh, that thing was nasty.
Yeah, it was. But
I mean, back on mental health.
Yeah, go ahead.
The point is, some people probably don't need a gun. So what I say, keep it away from rapists, keep it away from murderers, keep it away from child molesters. They don't deserve the right to have a firearm, Travis. What?
No.
I agree. I mean...
See? He gets it.
No, when you bring up rapists, child molesters, and stuff like that, I honestly believe they should lose their citizenship.
Yeah, so do I, because they're human pieces of garbage.
So if they lose their citizenship, they're no longer a citizen.
Okay, I'll give him that. He got me there.
So, but you should not penalize with so many gun restrictions. Like, the ATF says you can't own a fully automatic rifle unless you go through a license.
I think that goes back to money, because they're just making so much money off of it.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you where there was a breakdown in the gun thing, too. It's like a few years ago when we wanted to buy a gun, my wife had a felony charge. And she couldn't buy the gun, but I could, because I had a misdemeanor domestic violence case, and which had been dismissed, so I could buy the gun. She couldn't buy the gun, but she had trouble getting a gun permit because her she was able to get a gun permit, but I had trouble getting a gun permit and had to show that my stuff was dismissed.
See,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Too many regulations.
What the hell? It's not like you shot up a school. What the hell?
Well, the thing is that they're not talking to each other. You know, the databases ain't talking. I mean, one's doing one thing and another's doing the other.
And that goes back to the court systems.
Well, let me ask Kyle this question. I had trouble getting my my weapons permit because I'm mentally ill. What's your stance on that?
I think that's wrong, honestly. I do.
By the way, I've never committed a violent crime. There's nothing like that on my record, and I still had trouble.
I think it's wrong. Let's say, all right, put it this way. Let's say if you had to get a gun to hunt for your, put food on your table.
I was so poor when I was younger that was actually my reality. So I like that you brought that up.
See, but that's what I'm saying. So why should you be punished on how you should put food on your table just because of the chemical imbalance in your brain?
I don't believe I should, because I've never done a violent crime. I've never held anybody up at gunpoint. I've never robbed a store. You know, I'm not over here doing GTA 5 in real life. You know, it ain't like that.
Yeah. It's.
But then you go into this question. Should you restrict a mentally ill person with a handgun? Let them have a shotgun, a rifle. I mean, you could go in that, but a gun's a gun still.
But see, a handgun only shoots at a max range of 75 yards.
My revolver only holds 6 bullets. How much damage do you think I can really do?
That's what I'm saying. So a hunt rifle can do more damage long range than you fire a fully loaded magazine.
I have a 38 revolver, okay? Do you know what that's for? That is literally in case somebody breaks into my house. Because that's about all it's useful for.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... So it is a call... Handguns do not cause crimes. I'm sorry. The only reason...
Handguns don't kill people. Bullets do.
People... Don't say that too loud. They'll try to regulate the bullets.
It was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I think the price of bullets have went up.
They have. Yeah.
And after this podcast, they're going to go up more.
Yeah, because of... But, hey, we're going to the next break. And we're going to come out and go into the speed questions. We'll be right back.
Our God reigns. Our God is king. Our God is sovereign. He is sovereign over life and death.
The purpose for Jesus Christ coming down to earth to be born in fleshly form was because the sin in our lives demands a price.
Even though we fail, he wants us.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
On that cross, he took the wrath of God for our wrongdoings. And he was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead.
But
Instead, God doesn't see your sin and your shame. He sees the blood of his son on you, and you will be with God forever.
Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again so that you could be redeemed and saved.
If you want to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just believe in him and trust in him. That's the gospel.
What is the gospel? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was perfect, but sin entered this world, and it separated man from God. Man put in good works and religion and philosophy and morality. They tried to make things right with God. Because we are sinful, we are separated from God. God came into the flesh as his son, Jesus Christ, and lived a perfect life according to the law that God set forth. Jesus is perfect, and he died on the cross as the propitiation for our sins, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus made a way for us to be made right with God through the cross.
If you want to know more about Jesus, DM me, comment, but Jesus can and will save you. Just trust in him.
Hey, hey, we're back on a stream talk with
Sir Travis
and Kyle St. Andrews, and
you're never going to forget my name.
Wow.
That's what my mother used to say I was growing up, defiant.
Defiant.
I've earned my title.
I think I'm still a little defiant.
All right, speed questions. All right, Doc, what is your favorite pastime?
Gaming.
Okay. Mine is, are ghosts real?
As a paranormal investigator of 14 years, yeah, you really had to ask that?
Who is your favorite streamer?
Not Ninja.
Travis don't know who we're talking about.
Dr. Lupo.
Favorite, what was it? Favorite computer game.
All of them.
Okay.
Call of Duty Cold War.
Most controversial question you'll probably ever be asked. It's a two-word question. Pineapple pizza.
You don't fucking put pineapple on a pizza. What's wrong with you?
I agree.
Jalapenos with pineapples. The hot sweet. That's it.
Stop.
Okay. Favorite time of year?
Christmas.
PC or Mac?
Come on. PC, man.
PC.
And I have the most important question that could be asked. Is heaven or hell real?
I would assume they are, yeah.
All right.
Dude, what? I've been a paranormal investigator for 14 years. I have seen things that could only be described as it crawled out of hell, okay?
Well, I don't think it can crawl out of hell, but it's probably it deserves to go to hell.
Well, whatever it is. Okay.
Oh, what do you think about firearm restrictions on people with mental health issues? Thank you, Travis, for bringing that up earlier. That was my
We already discussed that one.
But, I think you're an idiot.
Huh?
I think you're an idiot if you do that.
Okay, I was like, be an idiot?
Not you!
Okay, do you think that people will ever live on Mars?
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt, dude. It's going to happen. Like, we've already discovered water, and trust me, it's going to happen. It's going to be cool, and it's going to happen.
Well, I agree.
Mars women have three big. Never mind.
No. Not on my show.
Never mind. Christian, forgot Christian broadcast.
What is your favorite Thai food?
Tacos.
Speaking of that, I had tacos for supper.
Favorite drink?
Water and Mountain Dew.
I could agree with that. You drink Mountain Dew all the time.
I drink water all the time too.
And you did not plug your sponsor.
I'm gonna plug mine. Spectra Care. Wiregrass. for mental illness. That's where I go.
Cool. Favorite sport?
You know what? I have two, and it's basketball and hockey.
I'm surprised you didn't say esports.
But you already knew that.
Yeah. So that was the end of the speech questions. We done a real fast job on that one.
Yeah. Well, like, what's your favorite sport? Call of Duty.
Ooh, I love this. Will we ever have time travel?
Yes.
Yes.
See, but here's the thing. You can only travel back to the last day. So, like, if you were born on – if you time traveled on March 25th, you'd only be able to time travel back to March 26th.
Like
that day's already happened.
Whoa, repeat that?
Yeah, wrap your head around it.
Yeah, repeat it. Where I wrap my head.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. If you time traveled right now on the 6th and you time traveled all the way up to the 25th, you would only be able to time travel back to the 7th because the 6th has already happened.
Why can't you go backwards?
Because if you did, in theory, it would take so much energy that the world would actually fall apart.
I disagree. All you need to do is, see, this is a study I've done that all you need to do, we basically do a form of time travel now, like right now, using Google Meets. You're sending your audio and your image through space and time where I'm picking you up within milliseconds of what you're saying.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because I have really good internet.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You're sending your image and your audio. And radio works the same way. And Travis knows what I mean by that. So if you're able to have a transmitter and a receiver, if you're able to break down someone's molecules and send them, if you had a receiver back in time, you dialed into, you can send the image or a person possibly.
The only important question that I could even ask Travis right now is, do you put pineapple on a pizza?
Travis, do you put pineapple on pizza?
Travis.
I think he froze up.
Travis.
Well, we'll go into a break right quick and hopefully he'll be right back.
He'll be back.
Thank you for tuning in. Come back next week for part 2 of this episode.